I'm Luis Hernandez, and this is the Publix Radio. Artscape producer James Baumgartner is here with me to talk about a few of the holiday season performances that are happening around the area. James, looking forward to this.
Hi, Luis. Yeah, we have four different productions to talk about. So let's start with It's a Wonderful Life at the GAM Theater.
I love the movie It's a Wonderful Life. And there are not a lot of movies from the pre-1970s that I love. When I got the chance to watch the theatrical performance at the GAM last year, I was curious about how they were going to bring this story to life. And I was going to be very picky about it. I was pleasantly surprised. They performed this as a live radio performance, like the old radio plays of the 20s and 30s. You know, I love the technical aspects of a stage performance, and this show does an amazing job of creating a radio studio environment, something you and I know well. The actors move back and forth from their seated positions to the microphone to perform their parts, and the way they move around the stage is seamless, recreating this feel of it being a radio play in a radio station.
Yeah, and back in 2020, we worked with the GAM Theater to present this as a radio play on the air, since at the time they weren't able to do live performances during the height of the pandemic. Here's a little excerpt from that.
Ma, Bailey's boarding house.
Well?
Hey, Mother.
Mother?
That excerpt shows one of the really fun parts of the show, by the way, the sound effects performer. This is my favorite part. This is a part with no lines, yet this person, it's like the show conductor. They're off in the corner of the stage behind a table of objects, and each is used beautifully to create the sounds of the radio play. And you forget that they're up there most of the time because they're so good at creating the sounds that accompany the story. Everything from footsteps to doors opening to bells ringing and phones ringing. It's awesome.
Yeah, and they did the same for our on-air version, using those objects to help create the atmosphere of the play.
The show was absolutely lovely and a fun time. It goes by rather quickly, but it's worth the experience. You can see It's a Wonderful Life at the GAM Theater in Warwick through Christmas Eve.
And Trinity Rep is putting on their 47th production of A Christmas Carol this year, and they reimagine it every year. This year's version is directed by company member Stephen Thorne. And the program notes, Thorne says, quote, "Isolation is really on my mind this year. Scrooge is so isolated, he's isolated himself. Every human being on the planet has such a visceral experience of isolation as a result of the pandemic. We have been changed because of it. I think that adds a different lens on how we receive what it means to not be able to connect to people." You can see A Christmas Carol at Trinity Rep now through December 31st.
And if you want a completely different take on the Scrooge story, you can check out Mrs. Bob Cratchit's Wild Christmas Binge at Contemporary Theater Company in Wakefield. This play centers on a minor character from A Christmas Carol, Mrs. Bob Cratchit. Instead of being the dutiful wife, she's sick and tired of the 21 kids in the household, and she's not going to hide it anymore. Then you have the ghost of Christmas Past trying to show Scrooge the various events of his life. But the ghost magic doesn't work, and they keep ending up at the Cratchit House. So it's a real send-up of the Scrooge story and other Christmas traditions. And you can see it at Contemporary Theater in Wakefield through December 23rd.
And finally, there's Ballet Rhode Island's performance of The Nutcracker. In 2021, they created new masks for The Nutcracker and The Rat King. It was a collaboration with Erminio Pinque of Big Nazo. He's known for creating scary and grotesque monsters that are also kind of endearing. Here's Erminio describing The Rat King.
So I really wanted to incorporate that sense of organic gristle. So the mouse has a real kind of furrowed brow and a kind of a snarl expression, but it also isn't hateful or monstrous. You know, it's basically the way a rat would look like if it were about to eat something delicious, maybe, or gnawing its way out of a closet or something. So there's a sense of determination, I think, but fierceness, you know, that I wanted to go for.
You can see Ballet Rhode Island's production of The Nutcracker at the Vets December 15th through Christmas Eve.
That's lots of holiday classics to choose from. James, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Lewis.